You know what's the emotion, Jameson. Like, that's, we did all that, man, to come up short, bro, you know? Devastating, furious, all type of, I don't know. I'm everywhere with it right now.
That was Lamar Jackson audibly frustrated after the game, talking about just being completely devastated by the 26-24 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Another year where Lamar Jackson has to try to mentally grasp a game that he thought they had won that they end up losing. Lamar Jackson, for his part, he has the beautiful touchdown pass early to Devontae Walker. Congratulations, Jason, on
Jason,
that one.
Jason, call it back-to-back weeks during pregame.
That's pretty nice.
It's what we do at WannaBet 7 days a week.
And what were the odds?
WannaBet with us.
Plus 6,600.
Plus 6,600 first touchdown, plus 1,600 anytime
touchdown. And you
touchdown.
Had both.
Yes.
Yeah, very nice.
Gave him out on the show. Then told Jeremy, you want to get on this with me?
And the week prior, Malik Willis,
two rushing touchdowns.
Yeah. So
we won't know about next week.
There
ain't no next week.
So Lamar has the early pretty touchdown to Tez. And then for two quarters, quite frankly, wasn't good. Throws a deflection pick. Really, the Ravens offense basically from mid to late second quarter into the fourth quarter didn't do much of anything. And then the fourth quarter happens. And it felt like there was a play where he took a hit that he didn't like. And it kind of woke him up. Like, he's like, oh, okay, you want to see me now? And then the fourth quarter, he's MVP Lamar Jackson.
I'll tell you what I think from the couch is just someone who's covered this stuff forever. I'll play a little armchair Ziggy Ford with you. I think he was irate with his offensive line to a degree even more than he's been before. And I think he saw another year of his career passing by. And I think in real time, in the first half, he's grieving that. And instead of getting fire in his eyes and getting focused, he's like, who's going to get pushed into me to knock this ball down next? Oh, boy, I wish I had Justice Hill here and not Ali getting pushed back into me.
Yeah, how about that play?
Like, Mark Andrews can't block anybody, so now they're going to put Tez Walker on Highsmith and see how that goes. Not good. Like, my schemes suck. My offensive line sucks. We can't run it with Henry 40 times like they did without me. And I think he was in his own head, and I think he felt the season slipping away. And then he got pissed off. And
took that hit.
Maybe it's that hit.
Yeah.
And then he got pissed off, and then he fought for the season. And when he fights for the season, he fights for the season in a way Josh Allen can't do it. Nobody else on the planet. Even Mahomes don't do it quite like he does it. And so what does he do? He overcomes a ridiculous scheme, a non-existent offensive line, two free runners, one in the A-gap and one off the edge, and turns it into one of the greatest plays in Ravens history. It won't be remembered as that because, well, the defense sucks and they blew the game with a kicker. Ooh, they never tried to get a real kicker. Never tried to get anybody who's done it before. They went cheap. They like to do that.
I don't want to get sidetracked, but the thing about the play to Zay that you're talking about, he had green grass to run for the first down, and instead he throws an absolute seed
win the game.
To Zay Flowers for that touchdown. And when you're right, two guys had him. And I don't know how he got out of that.
They were untouched.
Yeah.
To the quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
They met at the quarterback with no one interceding.
Yeah. Daniel Falele, who basically does it multiple times a game, whiffed on a guy. Ronnie whiffed on a guy, too. So you had two guys coming at him. He gets through it, throws a touchdown pass. Then, credit to Monk, he makes a great call on that third and short. Zay is wide naked open.
One of those plays we talked about where he runs. I don't know how many design run throws are going to be, but he runs to a spot.
Yeah.
He pivots and he throws across his body 40 yards the other way.
Well, it was sort of similar to the Tez Walker touchdown, a route in which it was just a total busted coverage. But you said, again, the play call there on third and one, because you could hear Collinsworth like shotgun, like what the heck are you doing? And then he was just butt booty naked. But that first touchdown to Zay, that was vintage Lamar Jackson. We have not seen a vintage Lamar Jackson play
not
like
since
that
Buffalo
going back months.
And here's life as a Baltimore Raven. He's not playing that game with another bag like Josh Allen already got. He's playing that bag with people pointing the finger at him. Trade him. He doesn't want to play. All the ridiculousness that he deals with in this city. He comes out, makes two plays that would have saved any reasonable season. And their roster sucks so bad. And they're so bad at their jobs. And they can't defend a lead in the fourth quarter with four different coordinators over 5 years. That's the thanks he gets. And now he goes into an offseason where the first thing they ask him is, what do you think about your coach? And I don't blame him one bit. He could have very easily thrown a, hey, man, Card's the only guy I ever played for. I love playing for Harp. A lot of guys could have said that. Nobody said it. I wish they would have asked him what he thought of the roster. Wish they would have asked him what he thought of the general manager. Because you can't tell me that he's not thinking, They still give me a garbage offensive line. They still bring in an over-the-hill wide receiver who can't get it done anymore. They still don't have anybody on this defense who can get a sack, who can get a takeaway, who can hand me field position like Aaron Rodgers gets handed field. Just do it once in a do-or-die. Can they do it for me once in a... No, they cannot do it for you once in a do-or-die game. And guess what the greatest F you is? A lot of people out there will still say Lamar can't win the big game. Like, he's damned if he doesn't, damned if he doesn't. They're blaming him for his contract. The idiot mooks at the castle did the contract. They gave him the $750,000 if he wants it or doesn't want it to practice. They didn't tie it to 75% or... They tied it to that percentage because it's their contract. They did it. They own it. They put the pills in there. They agreed to all of it. And now they're whispering to their buddies in the media that we could trade them. Who are the frauds? Who are the shysters? And who's the greatest thing that ever happened to this franchise? Who they can't even get it right with? They can't give them guards who can block.
We still got 3.5 hours. Yeah. You got to pace yourself, Jason. Man. You got to pace yourself.
By the way, full disclosure, Lamar really wanted DeAndre Hopkins. Like that part, he loves D-Hop. So
he's not the I don't want to hear that. He's not the general manager.
But he's not complaining about
you're,
that.
You're like the same guy, oh, he wanted Jair. He doesn't run the team. Yeah, but he plays for them.
I get that, but what you were saying is he's complaining.
No, because you know how it is in this town. Yeah, but no. Stupidity reigns.
No, I get
Stupidity reigns on these airwaves far too much.
I'm just responding to a specific thing you said.
He doesn't control anything. Throw him a bone with a guy who can play. Hey, we did the film. Guess what? We're not going to piss away $8 million, $5 million, $10 million on a guy who can't play. But we'll do this and this. How about doing that?
He's saying he never complained about D-Hop being here because he wanted him.
I guarantee you. Why did D-Hop want out for weeks? It wasn't working.
Well, but that's not Lamar.
Did they go and try to get somebody at the deadline? Now we got Draymond Jones rushing inside. They just paid Travis Jones. We got Draymond Jones rushing because he's our best pass rusher inside or outside. Make that make sense.
Well, we got Joneses. We got lots of Joneses. Coming
up
clowns.
Next. We got kind of drag the Orioles kicking and screaming to do the right thing. Now I got to do it with these mooks. Yeah. Stop doing your same old crap.
The defense.
I don't make enough money.
Let's get to there.
Not even close.
Jason's going to get some oxygen.
Aneurysm.
What about this second half defense? We'll discuss.
They sicken me.
Next.